For years, advocates in Georgia have been working to get the state its first national park and preserve. The site they're pushing for is the Ukmulgee Mounds, and the tribal nation that has deep ties to the land now has a voice in the fight. Grant Blakenship of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Tracy Revis is somewhat new to the city of Macon, about an hour drive south of Atlanta. But her roots here run thousands of years deep at the Ukmulgee Mounds. And she doesn't have to look nearly that far back to see the connection.
That's my Aunt Addie.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've seen that photograph a million times.
Yeah.
Revis's Aunt Addie is just one of many people featured on a wall of color photos in the museum at the Ukmulgee site. These are family photos made recently during the park's annual festival that functions like a homecoming every September.
That's her. This is Yuchi elders that have all passed away. That's my Uncle Lester. It's Richard Grounds. Linda Little Bear, her brother just passed away. But yeah, these are all people from home.
Home is the Muscogee Nation of Oklahoma. Revis is Muscogee and Yuchi. She was also the first woman to serve as chief of staff to the leader of the Muscogee Nation. And so a big inspiration for moving to Macon came from her old boss, the Muscogee Principal Chief David Hill.
So one of Chief Hill's main goals is that we need to get back to the Southeast and make sure we protect and preserve what was ours.
Which is what she's focused on doing now that she's the new director of outreach for the Ukmulgee National Park and Preserve Initiative.
So this is Ukmulgee Mounds. Our headquarters is in Ukmulgee, Oklahoma, right? Ukmulgee to Ukmulgee. You look at this mound here specifically, the Great Earth Lodge.
The 1,000-year-old Earth Lodge is the first thing visitors will see here. There's a historic marker out front. Inside, there's an enormous bird effigy in the floor. Surrounding that is a circle of depressions where people once sat in council and the center space for a sacred fire. It's the only room of its kind. The Ukmulgee Mounds are one of a number of indigenous cities around the South and Midwest with massive ceremonial earthworks at their hearts. Think pyramids with the tips lopped off. These cities thrived in the 600 to 700 years before Europeans arrived. Many sites of similar age and cultural importance in the Southwest are national parks. None of the Mound Cities are. Revis says she's always felt connected to these cities, even if she couldn't pinpoint why.
You know that you're from there, right, but you don't understand all the politics and everything that happened as to why you're no longer there.
The why is the 19th century period of theft of native land by the U.S. government called removal. Tracy Revis says she and others still grapple with the fallout of that theft and the near genocide of the March to the West that followed.
And I remember being in high school and fighting for this identity and fighting and having this anger of not really knowing where we fit in the world.
That's why Revis sees two parts to her job as the new director of outreach for the national park effort. One being to set the record straight through a new tribal cultural center at the park gate, to correct the lie that the Muscogee ever left this place willingly.
We've been gone for 200 years. We're coming back to it.
The second part is helping other Muscogee citizens who may still be wrestling with history find some peace back in their ancestral homeland.
And coming back and setting something right, it kind of calms that anger. There's a healing there.
Not long after Revis came to town, the Muscogee Nation and others bought a second stretch of land from private owners and deeded it to the National Park Service. That doubled the size of the existing Ukmulgee site, which is still waiting for Congress to officially designate it a, quote, national park. But here and now, I'm Grant Blankenship.